Next patient, Janet Bauer. The last name is B-A-U-E-R. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old white female that is following in the practice because of the deterioration of the kidney function. The patient has a proteinuria that is between 2.5 and 3 grams per 24 hours. The latest evaluation of the laboratory workup that was done. On February the 2nd of 2024, February the 5th of 2024, excuse me, the albumin creatinine ratio, the albumin random was 867. The patient has a creatinine of 2.6 that is similar to a prior determination. The estimated EFR is 18. Albumin is 3.7. Liver function test with a normal limits. Serum electrolytes with a chloride of 104 CO2 is 21. The potassium is 5.1. And the sodium 138. Period. As mentioned before, the patient underwent resection of the part of the colon because of malignancy. A recent PET scan was reported negative according to the husband's information. Period, this patient is going to be needing renal replacement therapy and she is aware of the situation. We want to refer her to the education program for dialysis. However, we're going to put on hold to the fact that the husband and the wife are not ready for that. Following number, anemia of CKD that is treated at the cancer center. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. Following number, the patient is taking azathioprine, A-Z-A, A-Z like in Zulu A, T-H-I-O-P-R-I-N, 50 milligrams on daily basis because of the celiac disease that is symptomatic. Following number, the patient has remained in the same body weight. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup, but we told the patient not to hesitate calling us in case that the patient develops nausea, vomiting, weakness, shortness of breath, fluid retention, symptoms related to uremia. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 25 minutes with the patient face to face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.